Blog Talk Radio.
I can easily just look down on you and go, "Demone, stupid." You know what I mean? I know something that I don't know, but that ain't me. That ain't never been me. When Thug Life was not out there and I was pumping it to you, I wanted you to know what it was like. And now I want you to know what the next level was like.
He outgrew the image of Thug Life, but he could never escape it. In the end, it consumed him, leaving only a man-made myth. A distorted reflection that only tells half the story. It was written in ink, a brand, a philosophy. Both words canceling each other out. The symptom of a problem in America, long in the making. Black youth coming of age, angry.
You know what I mean? A hard hand make a soft behind. It took 5 bullets for me to stop and see what was really going on.
I'm standing through my rear view with the war going on. And the president is dead too, I hear too. Pop stand watching there kill you.
Fear is stronger than love. Remember that. Fear is stronger than love. All the love I gave didn't mean nothing when it came to fear. But I'm a soldier. I always survive. I constantly come back. You know what I mean? Only thing that can kill me is death. That's the only thing that ever stopped was death. And even then, my music will live forever. No matter what these people say about me, my music does not glorify any image. My music is spiritual if you listen to it. It's all about emotion. It's all about life. And it's, rappers might, you know, paint a perfect picture of themselves, or, you know, whatever. I tell my innermost, darkest secrets. I reveal myself in every one of my records, from Dear Mama to Shed So Many Tears.
Selling my soul for material wishes, fast cars, bitches. I trade my soul for a text to get back in my cold. Introduce you to the pleasure and the pain. You could go so far to sell your soul when you're the lot of a ghetto star. Ghetto, savage, in my cold. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they had sparking the flame inside my brain like a match, such a dirty game. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change. But ain't no future right for me, stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me, they keep me crazy, bitch, and leaving lazy.
I tell my own personal problems. But I want people to know that don't support the phonies. Support the real. You know what I mean? How can these people be talking about how they so real and they don't care about our community? How can they be talking about what they all this, you know, the hood, blah, blah, blah. They don't care about our community. You know what I mean? Listen to the words that people say in their lyrics and tell me if that's the real, if that's real to you. You know what I mean? Listen to what they saying. Don't just bob your head to the beat. Peep the game and listen to what I'm saying and hold us accountable for it. And also for the people out there, we need to start supporting. Not every black person that go to jail or get into trouble, but the ones that you know didn't do it. You know what I mean? I feel like people know I didn't do this. They saying right now, they still say Tupac Shakur, rape charge. I'm not convicted of no rape charge. I want to make that real clear. My charge was sexual abuse, forcibly touching the buttocks. That's what they charged me. I'm innocent of that, but that's what I'm in jail for. You understand? I just thought about how it changed. What would I do? How can I make them sorry that they ever did this to me? You know what I mean? How can I come back like 50 times stronger and better?
They expect Illuminati, take my body to see. And at the party, but they got it, just as loud as you see. Before I've been computer too late, before I've been computer too late, I gotta deal with brothers slipping. I don't see no devil bleeding on me. Black blood, you can freaking change, which now I say. I'm watching niggas for me, I'll die without pay. Whatever it takes to switch places with the bus that don't stop. I'm busting shots to make the world stop. They don't give a fuck about us.
That's reading with the Illuminati, though.
That's why I put the K to it. Right. The niggas is telling me about this Illuminati shit while I'm in jail. Right? That's another way to keep yourself esteem low. That's another way to keep you unconfident.
Right.
And I'm putting the K because I'm killing that Illuminati shit.
I just thought about how it changed. What would I do? How can I make them sorry that they ever did this to me? You know what I mean? How can I come back like 50 times stronger and better?
Concentrated governmental watches, but they can't stop me from dropping evil with the people at my pop. And even if they pull the tricks,
But nothing's gonna stop the plan of truthness. I'm on a panic, treading in search of a better planet. Realism hard to understand. We stand planted and still stranded.
I'm standing through my rear view of the war going on. And the president is there too. I hear two blocks there watching there kill you.
We're grabbing our information from watching America go to Haiti, beat the shit out of motherfuckers, kick them out their house, and then move their own people in. We watching our America go to where's that other spot? They just came from Kuwait, just shoot motherfuckers up, bomb churches, and say it's in the name of love, and bomb, you know, schools, and bomb hospitals, and just starve whole nations. We watching our America takes they armies, and they'll surround a whole nation so no food get there to strangle the whole nation, the kids and everybody.
I'm on faith, and all good things come to those that stay true. You know what I'm saying? And it was happening to me for a reason. You know what I'm saying? I was noticing shit. I was punching the right buttons, and it was happening. So it's no problem. You know, I mean, it's a problem, but I'm not finna let them know. I'm finna go straight through, head to the sky. If they want to give me more, I go do more. I keep fighting it. You know what I'm saying? Until the last time. And if it comes down to me just getting one of my gats and emptying fire at these motherfuckers as a suicide on my way to San Quentin, then that's what it'll be. But I'm hoping that I could do it every other way but that way.
Was all of it unfair?
Hell yeah. I mean, because if I was really a criminal, I'd be in jail. America ain't merciless. They don't let motherfuckers out of jail that ain't guilty. Ain't nobody on the streets that, you know what I'm saying? If, especially no niggas. There are no niggas on the streets that did not do it. They come get my ass if I did anything. If I really did anything wrong, I'd be in jail getting whooped on. So there it is right there. Because I don't have that much money to buy myself.
Send me to jail cause I rebel on what they tell me. My life failed, got the law trying to capture me. And then the courts and the whole force after me. I'm getting beat to my...
You know what I thought when I was in jail? What fucked me up, what turned me like this, is I was like, no politicians is even getting at us. And you know, I represent 5 million fucking fans. And no politicians even checking for us. They're not even sending us nothing to try to make us. They're not even thinking of it. And in business, you know, if you want to fuck with somebody, you know, you try to. They're not even looking at us like that. That means we ain't a threat.
Right. Exactly.
But by the next election, I promise. By the next election, I promise. I'm going to be sitting across from all the candidates. I bet you. You know, I'll be making it. I promise you. I'm not even going to be, I'm going to be so far from where I am now, 4 years. God willing, I'm alive. And so I guarantee you, we will have our own political party.
Life's so hard on us. There
ain't no good, man. You can listen to how we talk. You can see. They can put a little thing on my head so you can see what I see when I close my eyes. It'll make you crazy. So it's like, we don't have no choice. We just got to keep going. We got to make it better for the next generation. That's all we're doing. And it's been so fucked up. They left it to us so fucked up that we can't even give it to the next generation good. We could try to like, eliminate as many of the bad things as we can. You know what I'm saying? Before we go. Because it's like, I'm seeing that as a farce, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying I'm bad, it's a farce. Cause like I said, I just told you some of the atrocities that this country's been committing in front of our face. You know what I'm saying? If I was bad, there would be more bodies. If I was bad, how come ain't no corpses with my name on it? You know what I'm saying? How come it's all these corpses with their names on it? You know what I'm saying? Everywhere we go, just look in any country that ain't controlled by America and ask them what America did to them. And I bet you it's going to be some pillaging, raping, taking, snatching, beating, shooting, killing, locking up, beating down, some shit that us thugs ain't even started doing yet. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it looks like, you know, Scarface said it best in this shit. You know, America's always blaming us for their fuck-ups. And that's true. Every time the country's like, right now the country's a piece of shit. Right now, our country is a piece of shit right now. And it's not that we got to be a piece of shit. It's just that this is how they want us to be. They want us to be a piece of shit so that the poor people kill the poor people. The rich people get paid off of selling the poor people dreams about being rich. But we never get the opportunity to be rich.
Because all I see is murder, my mind's safe. Preoccupied with homicide, trying to survive.
I'll check.
can't find something to live for, let's find something to die for.
Watch my
back.
Try to tell him. Still listen. Show these niggas what's evil. Show them what's good.
Lying in the shooter.
Fuck him, I'm no recruiter.
Hand me the Ruger. Watch me turn into a shooter. This beat is super. I'm kryptonite, call me Lex Luthor. I'm a dog off the leash. Shitting with no scooper. Pivot the demon. Pivot birth from semen. On any given Sunday, I'm shining like Willie Beeman. Steaming kush that I'm breathing. Everything's for a reason. That's why I be teasing. The block hot and we breathing. No restrictions of power. Tower die in a shower. 4 o'clock on the hour. Leave the face with the sour. Mama told me, watch for the phony in the face. If the grass is too high, then chop it down and see the snake. Young nigga, but my soul 2,000 years old and I can send you to a place where you wouldn't want to go. Faggot, I won't have it. Living life is a bastard. But that's why I'm crazy and wild to die faster.
I keep singing the same old story, but I live for the pain and glory. Each time, my mind, each time. I learn to go before me. There's a reason for all things, surely.
Nails, hands smelling like money. 4 days old, same clothes, rack funny. Dropped out of school, but I think you's the dummy. Believe in what you was taught without speaking for me. I'm the highest priest, see me on the streets with the beast. I'm cool with the killers, the dealers and the fiends. The world so small, but this lifestyle big. Rack to the back, pumping that like big. Father, son, and daughter, land, air, and water. My spirit is stronger than motherfuckers on the corner. Sing to the soul, bring you the gold, bring you the truth, may the truth be told. Illuminati want my mind, body, and my soul. Living in war since I was playing flagpole, dropping jewels like the Africans in Egypt. This whole region's infected with demons and devastating secrets.
Keep singing the same old story, but I live for the pain and glory.
Each time, my mind, each time,
I learn to know before me. There's a reason for all things, surely.
Each time, my mind, each time.
Looking at me, brushing by, feeling the service, so I'm looking. before. And after they heard this, the world would implore, but I ignore. And it flipped my history that was untold. Watch this disease unfold and drop the jewel like Solomon. You never fall again. So this will be the brain is more hollow than face oblivion. Four of us dead. The new sex is trivia. Not just a hit. Does it pay to be just some blood? From the slave, he was just from the mind. Now from the cave, he swept from behind. And what he gave was the sex of the swine. When the fighters, they could be the good. I don't mean to play in him, but the wind. But we used to wear turban. But now we're in the urban. No more wearing beans, but just like a dream. No race is choking, so the focus on the track. Back, put it on the track, the water through the wax. It might pick up the calm. If you have knowledge, it might pick up the rhyme. I did it anyway just to wake up the mind. I'm going to take stones and sweaties on the carpet. Those who put me in my cell built by the market. You can feel it, get your mind and vibe. So yeah, religion did nothing but survive. The basic instructions before even earth. I can defend it and quit. Hallelujah, winning hallelujah. That's how the devil's proving. The demons look at my eyes, brother. That's the lies of a reckoning. Watch these guys to go to heaven. The hopes are already in space. The Bible I'm doing. I put the contempt on that stage. I tell you, see my eyes were swollen. And only a rose went. I found out that we were the chosen. I did work for truth and did work for you. And keep our son as he lives on the street. Son, life is a brutal thing. We got to be foolishness. And when they're the fifth time,
White man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him. And he's chipped apple pie. He's perfect. He's perfect. Everybody has forgotten about Bush. They don't even think Bush was in office. You can't even find anybody that even voted for him. It took Bush 12 years after the 8th with his daddy just to destroy the nation, and no one remembers. Bush did whatever he wanted to do. You white folks just loved it. You didn't care. He tricked you with that Homeland Security bullshit. He took your white freedom. You white folks think you're free? Take your white ass to the airport. Go on over there. They got people questioning you that can't even speak English. Can I see your passport? My passport. Can I see your green card? You can't even say passport. Take your shoes off. Take your drawers off. Go on over there. You think you're free, white, and 21? Take your white ass over there. Go on over there. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. That's because that man hid that shit in his shoe. Thinking he'd have stuck it up his ass, it'd be a different airport. Right? Track members.
Radio. You can also go to Ustream, which is www.ustream.tv/SP Network. Definitely get in where you fit in. We're going to definitely hold it down. We're going to definitely let everybody know what's up and what's happening. The only way they do that radio is all about the urban experience, and I cannot stress this enough. Urban experience, yo, definitely goes a long way. Now, I got a clip that, you know what I'm saying, I want y'all to definitely check out. I'm going to drop my man H's up on this thing, play that blend, that brand new CO, Top Paul the Money Maker, the whole nine yards. So I'm going to give you a chance to definitely call in, get it right, get it tight, because on WTDTA Radio, it's all about the urban experience.
My home, stupid. You know what I mean? I know something that they don't know, but that ain't me. That ain't never been me. When Thug Life was not out there, and I was pumping it to you, I wanted you to know what it was like. And now I want you to know what the next level is like.
He outgrew the image of thug life, but he could never escape it. In the end, it consumed him, leaving only a man-made myth, a distorted reflection that only tells half of the story. It was written in ink, a brand, a philosophy, both words canceling each other out. The symptom of a problem in America, long in the making. Black youth coming of age, angry.
Nah, I mean, a hard hand make a soft behind. It took 5 bullets for me to stop and see what was really going on.
I stand through my rear view with the war going on. And the president is here too, I hear too. Pop stand watching there kill you.
Fear is stronger than love, remember that. Fear is stronger than love. All the love I gave didn't mean nothing when it came to fear. But I'm a soldier, I always survive. I constantly come back. You know what I mean? Only thing that can kill me is death. That's the only thing that'll ever stop me is death. And even then, my music will live forever. No matter what these people say about me, my music does not glorify any image. My music is spiritual if you listen to it. It's all about emotion. It's all about life. And it's rappers might, you know, paint a perfect picture of themselves or, you know, whatever. I tell my innermost, darkest secrets. I reveal myself in every one of my records, from Dear Mama to Shed So Many Tears.
Selling my soul for material wishes, fast cars and bitches. Out of my soul for a taste, if you get it back in my code. I sold my soul for a taste, if you get it back. Introduce you to the pleasure and the pain. You can go so far. Just sell me your soul and live a life of a ghetto star. Ghetto, rap in my code. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they had spark in the flame. Inside my brain like a match, such a dirty game. This ain't the life for me, I want to change. But ain't no future right for me, I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me, they kick me crazy, get you leaving late.
I tell my own personal problems. What I want people to know is that don't support the phonies. Support the real. You know what I mean? How can these people be talking about how they so real they don't care about our community? How can they be talking about what they all this, you know, the hood, blah, 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 blah. They don't care about our community. You know what I mean? Listen to the words that people say in their lyrics and tell me if that's some real if that's real to you. You know what I mean? Listen to what they say. Don't just bob your head to the beat. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it. And also for the people out there, we need to start supporting. Not every black person that go to jail or get into trouble, but the ones that you know didn't do it. You know what I mean? I feel like people you know I didn't do this. They saying right now, they still say Tupac Shakur, rape charge. I'm not convicted of no rape charge. I want to make that real clear. My charge is sexual abuse, forcibly touching the buttocks. That's what they charge me. I'm innocent of that, but that's what I'm in jail for. You understand? I just thought about how it would change, what would I do? How can I make them sorry that they ever did this to me? You know what I mean? How can I come back like 50 times stronger and better?
I'm watching niggas for the eyes die without pay. But whatever it takes to switch places with the busted on top. I'm busting shots to make the world stop. They don't give a fuck about us. 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 Now they give a fuck about us.
That's really what the Illuminati know.
That's why I put the K to it. In other words, the niggas is telling me about this Illuminati shit while I'm in jail, right? Like,
right.
That's another way to keep yourself in same low. That's another way to keep you unconfident.
Right.
And I'm putting the K because I'm killing that Illuminati shit. I just thought about how it would change. What would I do? How can I make them sure that they ever did this to me? You know what I mean? How can I come back like 50 times stronger and better?
But they can't stop me from popping evil with the people at my block. And even if they pull a trick, they can shoot one man, but nothing's gonna stop the plan of truthness. I'm probably panic, treading in search of a better planet. Realism hard to understand, we stand planet and still stranded. I'm standing through my rear view with the war going on, and the president is dead too, I hear too. Pop stand watching there, kill you. We
grabbing our information from watching America go to Haiti, beat the shit out of motherfuckers, kick them out their house, and then move their own people in. We watching our America go to where's that other spot? They just came from Kuwait, just shoot motherfuckers up, bomb churches, and say it's in the name of love, and bomb, you know, schools, and bomb hospitals, and just starve whole nations. We watching how America takes, they arm them, and they'll surround a whole nation so no food get there to strangle the whole nation, the kids and everybody.
I so hard on the sugar when you living like a
by my faith and all good things come to the earth that stay true. You know what I'm saying? And it was happening to me for a reason. You know what I'm saying? I was noticing shit. I was punching the right buttons and it was happening. So it's no problem. You know, I mean, it's a problem, but I'm not finna let them know. I'm finna go straight through, head to the sky. If they want to give me more, I go do more. I'll keep fighting it. You know what I'm saying? Until the last time. And if it comes down to me just getting one of my gats and then being fired, these motherfuckers is a suicide on my way to San Quentin, then that's what it'll be. But I'm hoping that I could do it every other way but that way.
Was all of it unfair?
Hell yeah. I mean, because if I was really a criminal, I'd be in jail. America ain't merciless. They don't let motherfuckers out of jail that ain't guilty. Ain't nobody on the streets that, you know what I'm saying? If, especially no niggas. There are no niggas on the streets that did not do it. They come get my ass if I did anything. If I really did anything wrong, I'd be in jail, getting whooped on. So there it is right there. Because I don't have that much money to buy myself out.
Send me to jail because I rebel on what they tell me. My life's hell, got the law trying to catch me. And then the courts and the whole force after me. I'm getting bitches.
You know what I thought when I was in jail? What fucked me up, what turned me like this, is I was like, no politicians is even getting at us. Even though I represent 5 million fucking fans. And no politicians is even checking for us. They're not even sending us nothing to try to make us. They're not even thinking of it. And in business, you know, if you want to fuck with somebody, you know, each other, they're not even looking at us like that. That means we ain't a threat.
Right. Exactly.
But by the next election, I promise. By the next election, I promise. I'm going to be sitting across from all the candidates. I bet you. You know, I'll be making it. I promise you. I'm not even going to be, I'm going to be so far from where I am now in 4 years. God willing, I'm alive. It's all, I guarantee you, we will not open it for us.
Life's so hard,
it ain't no good, man. You can listen to how we talk. You can see, they can put a little thing on my head so you can see what I see when I close my eyes. It'll make you crazy. So it's like, we don't have no choice. We just got to keep going. We got to make it better for the next generation. That's all we're doing. And it's been so fucked up. They left it to us so fucked up that we can't even give it to the next generation good. We could just try to, like, eliminate as many as the bad people. You know what I'm saying? Before we go. Because it's like, I'm seeing that as a farce. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying I'm bad. It's a farce. Cause like I just told you some of the atrocities that this country's been committing in front of our face. You know what I'm saying? So if I was bad, it would be more bodies. If I was just bad, now how come ain't no corpses with my name on it? You know what I'm saying? How come it's all these corpses with their names on it? You know what I'm saying? Everywhere we go, just look in any country that ain't controlled by America and ask them what America did to them. And I bet you it's going to be some pillaging, raping, taking, snatching, beating, shooting, killing, locking up, beating down, some shit that us thugs ain't even started doing yet. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it looks like, you know, Scarface said it best in this shit. You know, America's always blaming us for their fuck-ups. And that's true. Every time the country's like, right now the country is a piece of shit. Right now, our country is a piece of shit right now. And it's not that we got to be a piece of shit. It's just that this is how they want us to be. They want us to be a piece of shit so that the poor people kill the poor people. The rich people get paid off of selling the poor people dreams about being rich. But we never get the opportunities to be rich.
Because all I see is murder, my mind stays preoccupied with homicide. I'm trying to survive. Motherfucking kill. Oh, shit. You know, my mom used to tell me, you can't find something to live for. You better find something to die for.
Yo, real talk, like I said before, man. Yo, you already know what it is. Urban Experience is definitely in effect. Real talk, I tell you, I got some brand new stuff I'm going to drop on you. I'm going to play some shit you done heard before and some shit you ain't never heard before. The time is 10:05, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're definitely on the grind on where they do that at radio. Real talk, you can hit us up at 347-934-0318 to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see where you're doing it at. Because where you're doing it at, you're doing it with us. You're doing it with WTDTA Radio. Real talk, it is what it is. We're finna check in right quick. We're finna see what's up. We're finna see what's happening. We're finna see where you're doing it at, because it's all about the Urban Experience. It's all about you guys changing the game. Let me go to the request line right now to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see where you're doing it at. Yo, real talk, call us. The last four DW number is 6141. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in?
What's good, J Dog? This is one and only Miss Rare Breed on Miss Rare Breed Mondays.
All right. What's up, Miss Rare Breed?
Can't be too loud. I'm still in the hospital with my homegirl. She's pregnant. I find this very fascinating. I'm just waiting for somebody to come through here, like, really, really pregnant, you know, getting ready to have their baby, like, on the store or something. But this is a nice hospital. New experience for me.
Okay. Well, you know, being a father and being a grandfather, wow, that is a fish. Yeah, so all I'm saying is, man, if you ain't, you know, get ready. It's going to be a definite ride on the wild side in a minute, man. Real talk. But, yo, that's congratulations, you know what I'm saying? That's beautiful right there, man.
Why
are
you telling me congratulations? I'm not pregnant.
Well, you're there celebrating a new life, you know what I'm saying?
No,
she
got, like, 2 more months. But she had, like, she had a little scare today, so she asked me to come with her. So I'm just here looking at all the pregnant people come through.
Okay, I thought you was, like, in there, they getting ready to do the thing. I was like, oh, Lord.
Oh,
okay.
No, you know, I'm going to be with the football gloves on if I was there, you know, the football gloves and the monkey suit and the black mask. Like, no.
I hear you, man. What's up? But that's what's up, yo. You know, real talk. It is what it is, man. I mean, this is reality right here, man. This is what it's about. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of new fans on tonight. We got a lot of brand new stuff we're going to drop on everybody tonight. You know, across the globe, everybody's been sending me a lot of emails, a lot of texts, a lot of stuff concerning, you know, the artists going on tour, this, that, and the other, you know, when they can definitely expect more from the artists, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to try to address as many of these issues as possible tonight and let everybody know what's up, what's happening. So with that being said, please fill our listeners in on the up-and-coming event that's going to be featuring yourself and, you know, pretty much tell them how they can definitely get involved with all the festive stuff that's getting ready to pop off with you.
Okay, well, we have the winner date with Miss Rare Breed, where, you know, we're going to be doing that with collab with Spellbound Media and also Vita with V-Source and all of that other stuff, all of that. Same exchange, all of them good people, all of that. We're going to all be putting all of that together. We're going to auction off Miss Rare Breed for a date for charity, basically.
Okay.
So if you go to the right now I have an email that's going out. Oh, actually, if you go on my site, www.missrebreed.com, and you, as soon as you get on, you'll see the ad. If you click the ad, it'll take you to the page in order to register for Win a Date with Miss Rare Breed. It's only $15, you guys, if you guys want to be entered into the contest, of course. But the proceeds, 30% of the proceeds do go to a charity, just to let you know. So it'll be good for a good cause. Even if you don't win, you'll still be participating in a good cause.
That's right.
But that's pretty much it as far as that. Essential Media Solutions is doing their thing. Third Rock VIP is doing their thing. Spellbound Media is doing their thing. Glance Radio is doing their thing. Where They Do That Radio is doing their thing. So everything is on the up and up, and I'm just still pushing forward. That's pretty much it.
That's it. Well, hey, I feel you. Yo, a lot is happening. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, man, like I said before, man, you could not be at a better place at a better time because, like I said, we're definitely going to turn the heat up and definitely do what we do. We got some new music that's going to be coming down the pipeline. You know what I'm saying? From Side Party Moneymaker. We got some new music from XTA. We got some new music from CO. You know, and ain't no telling what you're going to hear tonight. So, real talk, we want everybody to definitely block, sit. Relax. Get ready to definitely turn this thing up. Real talk, you ride with your J.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's
huge.
Yo, you got, Nancy, all right, go. All right, don't think now. Real talk, it is what it is, you know. Hey, you got your girl, Miss Red Breed, out there messing with the pregnant folks out there in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? But it's all. It's
I'm about to go steal somebody's scrubs in a minute. I'm reading around back. So my name is Dr. Zambuki. I'm here to deliver your baby.
Okay. You're going to get in trouble for that,
man. They're going to kick me out tonight.
Real talk, it is what it is. But, yo, we're finna have some fun tonight, man. So we want everybody to sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe. Matter of fact, this is what I'm finna do. I'm gonna see if I can get my man H on the list. I definitely want him to introduce this joint. We're finna drop on him. Real talk, hadn't heard from him for a minute. So, yo, y'all just sit back, relax, hold it down. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Let's see where they doing it at on WTDTA Radio. Oh, yo, real talk. Let me see if I can bring him on right quick. Y'all already know what it is. It goes down each and every night on WTDTA Radio. And, yo, tonight's not going to be no exception. It is Miss Rare Breed Monday, so we're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. Let me see if I can get him on right quick to see what's up, see what's trill. Yo, call with the last 4 digits of your number, 0087. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Yo, who we got checking in?
What's going on, Brother
Jay?
What's up, bro?
What's up? What's up? What's up, world? What's up? You got your man H's in the building, man. What's good with you, man?
I'm living, man. I'm feeling good. Feeling real good.
Feeling good. That's what's up. That was up. Yo, I see you. Go ahead.
No, I'm in the studio right now. Getting ready to lay something down for CYN. And
okay.
That's really it. That's all that's really going on right now, man. I dropped the two joints in there for you.
True that.
Which one you running first?
Hey, the one I'm finna run is called Love Don't Live Here. So I want you to let us know when we're getting ready to pop off on this right here. Tell me what's up. What's up with right here, man? All right,
that's the joint with Meek Mill, basically. You know, I just jumped on the joint, man. Ran with it.
True. Okay, you dropped on the joint. You were feeling the vibe. And you laid it down. Okay, well, hey, you know what I'm saying? I already know, man. With you Meek Mill's on the same track, it's going to be some something here. So, real talk, we're going to see what's up. We're going
to
see what's happening. Real talk.
You're definitely doing a thing. Everybody cop up on their dream chases, man.
Definitely, man. Follow your dream, man, because you know you got to do what you got to do. Just like my man, yo, Park just said it, yo, at the end of the clip, man. You know, sometimes we definitely find and fight for something. You know, we got to find something to live for. Or we got to find something we're willing to die for. Real talk, you got. Exactly. Real talk. I mean, it's two of those extremes, man. And you know what I'm saying? If you got a passion, you got a dream, you got to fight for it, man. Real talk, you definitely got to do what you do. Real talk for all y'all. I want y'all to get y'all tape recorders. Get them ready, man. Real talk. The joint is called Love to Live Here. It's featuring my man H.S. Meek Mills. Real talk, you're hearing this live on WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You are back at me.
Hard colored in Chicago, middle of December, cause my life is like a slideshow. Fastest is coming, the fastest is going. My friends and the women, like my money just blowing in the wind. Damn, thought they was rolling to the end. My mama told me them niggas wasn't rolling to begin. So it's slide over water, feeling over a friend. Too much of water, I'm drain that blood flows over your skin. That blood flows over your heart. Told me go for the start. And if you turn on my lights, I bet I go in the dark. I bet you I shine bright, but it's a prime night. Them youngins ain't trying to murder, them niggas ain't trying to fight. Cause mama was never there, father they never met. So love, I don't live it here. They doing no better yet. They skimming instead of dreaming, working instead of working. They locking them in the prisons, but really them youngins hurt now. Just do it. No doubt telling the pussy to get to it. Drinking and smoking anything to get to it. And love don't let in. Struggle like she been there. She ain't got no heart. Shorty like a tin man. Tell her anything. She won't feel it like a sin in. She done heard everything. Look at drop a pin in. And she probably hear it. Looking in the mirror. Staring at her reflection in the mirror. Every time that she cries, she like nobody hear her. Double wall in the air.
trying to piece together Miss Jasmine's girl's mouth partially closed. Yes, their mouth part today. Action News reporter Vernon Odo said following developments, he joins us live from headquarters tonight with the very
I got the world scene watching. They say I'm different now. Knew me before, but now it's a different world. I knew her before, but now she is a different girl. Came up from the sight of you can make me Earl. I followed them out like a crazy squirrel. I never should. Tried to leave you alone, but never could. Saw flag on my face. I never thought I would have, but it's all good. I should have seen it coming. Back then I had the happiness. Can't explain in my stomach. Please think I love it, because it makes me better. Was sick, but now I got myself together. Attitude like this would never. Chase another nut, never. Can't say it, I won't crush ever. But when I find another, I make sure that it's much better. Money bitches, my new girl. And soon I make it rain like I touch weather. Listen to this. If you tell that my stick game is so much more clever, I'm saying.
Yo, this is your boy J-Dawg coming to you live on WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Now, you've been hearing me saying time and time again how history is made here at WTDTA Radio. And how it's made is just like this. In the middle of the year, you know what I'm saying, you heard, you know, a third-generation artist going up against a first-generation artist. Yo, we have been featuring a lot of great artists, a lot of great turning points. You know, artists such as 100 Watts, yo, my man Thugger Man, Chopper Chaser, you know what I'm saying, to name a few. Cannot forget the original Freestyle Battle King himself, a.k.a. Mr. Sheen, you know what I'm saying, doing the thing. But, yo, real talk, in the middle of the year, we warned you that, you know what I'm saying, you're on the verge of greatness. What you're going to hear tonight is the result of that. We're about to hear collaboration that took place from a freestyle. Just, you know, we really want to make sure that everybody understands. You know, this is what we're doing today. We're featuring these local artists that spit the flame to national artists that have changed the game. I now give you my man, your day. Yo, I'm running this thing down like both black times. Remember, you're locked in live at WTDTA Radio. I'm going to go out and tell you, he's going to just go like that. He's going to kill it like that. Okay, all right. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you feel. All I'm saying is it is what it is. Remember, this is where they do to that radio, man. Y'all get your tape recorders ready. All right, CEO, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to let you come in on the one, two, ready, go.
Look, I'm the hottest MC, whether you like it or not. They say I got competition. It's a fight to the top, but I'm killing all competition. Like facts, one shot for the shotty, blow a hole for the enemy. Put my heart out, make sure you get the stab again. You get red, since you yellow, but it green like an African. The bars that I speak make niggas not even want to grab. I am the field.
I'm an easy motherfucker playing with my money. And I don't go like that, straight like that. I'm straight from check, but fuck niggas get jacked. I'm playing a beat about a real nigga. My bitch, I been a call to frame, boy. The fucking deal with you. I'm down with real niggas straight out the most. 4-3 chat town, nigga, if you ain't know. Then where they do that at, chat? Man, I said it 2 minutes, time. Shoot these niggas for 2 minutes on 2 minute lane. 2 minute range, these niggas on real lane. And your flow was kinda dope. But really, what it sound like the shit that you wrote. For real, you ain't got no more.
This is a Where They Do That At Radio exclusive.
Beach Planet.
I don't even know why I got this whole vibe. It's a big type of whole time.
you think is running my clock? I'm a terrier, big bull terrier. Christian law, I'm tired of red. Dressed to impress with a pocket full of bread. All my nerves are so hard, so my fans so I be mad at me. Try to hold this trophy, she gon' disappear. Magic trick, I'm on some shaggy shit. Letting the automatic spin. Smoky long trying to control it from the cockpit. Can't be rockin' solo, running hard to the toe fly. Hold me over, kill them ground and hands with them on toe fly. And I ain't gonna see your nerves like a boat die. Shootin' to that boat die, name tired, don't lie. Yeah, I'm gonna make a toe fly.
Baby, you go, baby. Like hugging me and hug me while I'm asleep. Can I better bring it back? Like you don't love me, kicking it like judo. Crucial, ain't it? Can't explain it, but I play it more than usual. Yeah, I'm thinking of feeling it's mutual, and I see you every day. How many? I ain't pressed. How many can I say? I'll be sending you some text messages with the smileys at the end. So when you vibrate in this spot, I'm reminding you again. Play the song and close your eyes, and you'll be finding me again. Hear me whisper songs in silence, if your body is my wit. When I touch you, I'm alive. I ain't lying, please believe that. It's your favorite song. Call me up and hear me ring back.
Money. Yo, real talk. I'm telling you, man, you locked in the WDVPA radio. We're speaking with these local artists that have fit the flame. The national artists that have changed in the game. Yo, if you look at what you hear, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yo, you heard my man, DJ the Legend, you know the bet. You just heard from Top Paul, the money, the brand new ATMs. You don't ever know what you're going to hear, but you got to stay with that. Talking, getting ready to go down. You know what you got to do. You got to get in where you fit in, man. It is what it is. Let's see who we got checking in on this thing. Real talk, yo. Call us. The last four DW number is 5393. You're definitely in the building on Where They Do That at Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Legion.
What's up, Legion? Real talk. Hey, man, I'm riding to the joint, man. Riding to that joint, man. Real talk. That all she wrote, man. All I'm saying, man. Yo, I've been getting a lot of reviews from all you guys, definitely holding it down, doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, so I'm going to go ahead and put it out on blast. Yo, fans, we're waiting. There's some last-minute details for all the details for the tour that's getting ready to pop off. A lot of major stuff getting ready to go. The artists are definitely ready to go. You know what I'm saying? We're just waiting on this last-minute paperwork to come in. We're going to post everything on the website so you can definitely know what cities, what communities, what countries they're going to be in, the whole nine yards. So all you got to do is just stay tuned to the website, which is WTDTARadio.webly.com. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, Legion, being one of the artists, is definitely going to come out there and do the thing out there all across the airways and byways, man. What are these fans getting ready to see and hear from you, man, when you get out there, man?
Oh, man, just a lot of energy, man. And the reason why I say energy is because people, you know, you can feed off energy, you know, and especially positive energy. That's what you're really getting ready to see, a lot of positive energy. So, I mean, from the people that understand exactly what I'm saying to the people that don't understand that one letter coming out of my mouth, you're still going to be able to feed off of my energy. And that's what the game needs. It needs that energy. It needs that source. It needs that movement, you know. So that's definitely what I'm going to bring to the table.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Like I say, man, we cannot wait. Like I said, we got a lot of stuff definitely popping off, man. Everybody's scrambling, running, working and running around the clock to definitely make a lot of stuff happen for a lot of the artists to definitely get ready to take it to the next level. Real talk, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? The Urban Experience Movement also is a huge, huge part of all this, man, because of the fact that, you know, we're taking hip-hop back. If you ain't figured it out yet, these artists are geared up to take hip-hop back to where it all started, take it back to where it needs to be. You know, dealing with the realness. That's why I played that clip with you earlier with my man Pac. I got some more stuff I'm going to drop on you, you know, before the night is done. But real talk, you know, one of the things he was saying in that particular interview, you know, and this is one that he was actually in prison, right, when in jail, you know, during one of his incarcerations, and he was basically speaking on what he was going to do when he got out. And pretty much what he was letting everybody know is that we need to pay attention to what the artist is saying. You know, just don't just vibe to the music. You know what I'm saying? Tap into what they're saying.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the key, man. We got to definitely take that to that level. We got to take this industry back to that level where you're definitely in this thing, really paying attention to all the stuff that's definitely popping off. Because, I mean, and just all those joints we just heard and just everything that's there, man, if you just follow the lyrics on that, man, you got a lot of great information. I mean, a lot of things that really open your eyes up to really what's popping off around. And so we want people to understand and know, you know, it's great music, but there's a method behind the madness of everything that's being done. So real talk, man, we appreciate yourself definitely laying it down. We can't wait to definitely have you out there on tour doing what you do. Real talk, it is what it is, man. What you want to let the Autumn Legion of Legend fans know, man, how they can get at you and all that good stuff?
Definitely get at me on Last.fm. You could type search me Legion of Legend on there. I'm gonna be dropping some older mixtapes coming up pretty soon, just to catch everybody up basically, because I've been doing music for a long time and it's been hot for a long time, so I definitely don't want to lose out on none of that. You can still check me out on www.teamlegion.info. That's the website. You can check me out on where they do that at, radio.webly.com. Check me out on that. Shout out to all the fans, all the listeners out there. I'm gonna send a special shout out to my little niece Lolly, kicking with her right now as I'm packing up, and I let her hop in the car and drive a little bit. So okay. Yeah, I'm just chilling, man, kicking it with the fam before everything take off. So.
Yeah, what's up? Real talk. You already know what it is, man. It's ready to go to a whole nother level. So real talk, it is what it is. All you got to do is just be at the right place at the right time. The grind is definitely in effect. Real talk, all you need to do is just definitely get at us, ride with us, and vibe with us, man. We got a lot of great music. We're going to definitely cram your way. We're going to definitely do what we do. Yo, the number's 347-934-0318. Fans, don't wait till the last minute to vote for your favorite artist. You can hit us up at 678-534-8447. You know what I'm saying? Leave it on the voicemail. The CPU will do the rest. Real talk, you're definitely locked in live to the Urban Experience like never before. We are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. So I'm going to jump into the rotation one more time. I'm going to come back. We're going to speak to the nation. We're going to speak to the people. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We remember, you're locked in live to where they do to that radio. Like I told you, I got some brand new joints up in here. I got a brand new joint for my man. Yo, Mr. NYC himself is Corey Flute. The track is Control. Real talk. You know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Long time ago, you were in control, yeah. Love, feel my pain. Long time ago, you were in control, yeah. People didn't say, me is the thing, you was all in control, yeah. Love, you were saying, a long time ago, you were in control, yeah. Single, insane, he is the today, he was so in control, yeah. I mourn, don't wanna see me living in no happiness, they wanna see me dead, and gone. People living life, but then they realize they've been trying so long. I can't be free. I can hear it at the future. They say the words, hallelujah. Love, you know what I'm saying? A long time ago, people were in control. Yeah, people didn't say. Nothing is a thing, people still in control. Yeah, love, you know what I'm saying? A long time ago, people were in control. Yeah.
Checkboard, back over the checkboard. Burning up the money, my hands saw the head sport. Do it like a sport, hit it through the movement. Crack open the wine, get the mind boosting. Living into the future, they don't know what it means, but they saying hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. 1,000 words to the picture. God lives the scripture. Loud with the weakest, and strong with the whisper.
Love, yeah, my thing. A long time ago, my people were in control. Yeah, people didn't say. Nothing is a thing. We were still in control. Yeah, love, yeah, my thing. A long time ago, my people were in control. Yeah. Keep us all in control, yeah.
body, body, stay free. New clothes, new chains, new watch, new fame. Go strong, be real, go strong. I say he is big one. Ain't so quick, ain't so clean. See the money creep, wasn't out my jeans. Mother said, call you can like y'all mean. I be in the region, I'll just be. My team say pay, shit the same place. Big, big, real, you can make it too blame. I'll say great, shoe game major. Ain't got front hall, we ain't paid for. Get ball on them niggas, man. Next move, yes, I gotta go kill a bitch. Fuck down to the city, bitch. I'm a nigga on that game shit. No broke, drop some snow. Keep covered over here, being real. Got rat, fat, super tall. That's just all I know. You be talking money shit. What the hell you call it for? Yeah, same as gold. My price is low. Then like the debt is gold. What's gold? Call it way. You need some weight, then let me know. Everything from here.
Call me, and you laugh, and that's
you, manage around you, claim the real truth, the truth of time to show proof. What do you have to lose? If you're not there for me, no need to go with you. The success in your view, I bet they know me and not know that you are my motivator. Don't be mad, I love you, hater, because you saw my struggle from the muscles, how I hustle. I'm on the rise, yes, you will call me a selfish guy, HL, but you know that the selfish was my motive. Listen, imagine me living dirty life. If you can't believe that I knew what I see, but did you hear? I know what types of secrets I heard about the city. You going out, often I'm going in, working hard so the whole world can know the truth. Put me more to do. I believe it's like no one of another. And when you introduce, I did, it wasn't reflected. As if the body language never met, as the verbal connection, see these eyes fit me. But I want to go watch them. They want to hear about my struggle. I know about my pain. I remember everything that has ever done me harm. And the truth is, I can never tell you false. So I'm a star, AYCHIV.com. And cheers, I am the AI. I hear about my struggle. I know about my pain. I remember everything that has ever done me harm. And the truth is, I can never tell you false. So I'm a star, AYCHIV.com. And cheers, I am the bomb. Boom. Enemy, if you don't think I'm the same as you, but I don't see you will come with me in the past when I left. Right, mad at me, because without you, I left right. Don't pretend me, I gotta be. Cause this line, you can see that I'm just in love with that white girl. She had my immigration, really. Talking to my daughter, I'm addicted to. Say, mommy, most of my life, father wasn't married, so that I had my dad. Never in my life, you see that me. You think when I want it, I have it. I want you to take your time. What question? Watching it as I'm still getting out, we getting out with it. Give it to me, look at how I feel. If it was getting paid, you will, so we lost. If I am the one to feel, I promise to bring it up by my damn self. But as I'm going up, I'm bringing everybody in. I'm ahead of my struggle. I know it by my pain. I remember everything that has ever done me harm. And the truth is, I can never tell you false. So I'm a star, AYCHIV.com. And cheers, I am the one. I'm ahead of my struggle. I know it by my pain. I remember everything that has ever done me harm. And the truth is, I could never tell you false. So I'm a star, AYCHIV.com. And cheers, I am the bomb. Boom.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. Do yourself, it's easy.
Yo, real talk, it is what it is. I'm going to drop a clip on you right quick. Come back, see what's up on the line, see what's up, seeing what's good and where you're doing it at, because it's all about the urban experience, man. So just ride with me for a second. By that, we're going to let it do what it do. The number is 347-934-0318. All we got on the dial. It's definitely getting ready to get trill and real up in here. The urban experience like never before, where we are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. Like I said before, man, you can hit us up at the website at WTBTA.com. You know what I'm saying? Which is WTBTA.
I don't know what you're saying on that, but dudes ain't living about it. You know what I'm saying? When you got brothers sitting here trying to speak up for people and dudes are saying they'll kill dudes for saying certain thing about certain people, you can't even say you can deal with your own brothers the same anymore. You can't, because it's being shown to you clearly, thought of me, that your own brother is killing you on a high level and you sitting here dancing to that frequency. The frequency got to change, Griff, and I'm sitting here telling you as a man. I know you have plenty of brothers that say I'm with you, I'm a ride with you. I'm saying this from the heart. I'm with you. There's a lot of brothers with you, but it's all about how we going to move. If we ain't going to move right, what's the point even talking about? That's my whole thing. Like, why talk? If you're not putting in that action, I don't want to hear your whole speech. And that's all that goes on. And you know what I'm saying? With mad debates and lectures, I don't want to talk no more. I done went to the Million Man March. You supposed to sit here and take an oath. No one lived by that oath. So at the end of the day, I don't want to hear any talk anymore. What we doing? Let's get it in. If blood got to be shed, so be it, Griff. I know I can leave this earth knowing I did the right thing. If I got to shed blood, so be it. Right. No, you absolutely right, brother, 1,000%. But my thing is this. All I need to do is link with about 1,000 brothers just like you, and we could set it.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? I want to meet with like-minded people, man. I love your spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yo, Peace, fam, this is homie right here. This is not the same guy, but Peace Griff, this is his man and all that. I'm listening over here, listening to you. I'm in the game and all that. You know what I mean? I ain't going to really put myself out there. And everything you're saying is out there, 100%. What I'll do, because I've been in the game for a minute. I old school, new school, all that. Some of these names you mentioned, I've been in the same room with these people, know these people. You understand what I'm saying now? I think what I do, because I'm in the game, people that's coming up, I try to let them know the potholes that is out there. Because these guys in the game are going to let them know that. You understand what I'm saying? Because they want to take them under their wing and try to rape them the same way they got rape coming in. But they're not teaching these young ones out here, the ones that want to rap, they want to sing, they want to do this and that. I try to let them know the potholes is out here, and you're going to get approached. If you're trying to get to those certain levels, you're going to get approached. Believe it. The way all that is there. You understand what I'm saying? But, dog, at the end of the day, we got to take steps. You know, it ain't going to happen overnight. That's what I be trying to tell Sam right here. Right. You understand what I'm saying? You got to know your position. You know your position, and everything will take its place. You know what I'm saying? But y'all niggas are real right there. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely, man. But I love your man's spirit, though, man.
It's just real cool. Just like y'all keep it 100, and the whole people, you know what I'm saying? I'm here for a reason. I'm not here for money. I'm not here for the cars. And I keep it real. I love all those things, but they're an accessory to me. They're not my soul. They're not my well-being. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm just letting people know from the gate, I run with real niggas. And my niggas is ready. But it's all about, yo, we not moving unless we see something positive manifested. Then we'll put in the extra sauce. But the sauce can't go in if the meat ain't properly seasoned. You smell me?
No, I hear you. I hear you for real. My man told me today, he says, look, we have to use money as a means to an end, not the end. Money is the end. This is a means to the end. We have to define what the end is. What do we want? And it's been laid out by all of these leaders that came before us. We cannot let all of these leaders that sacrificed their lives and put it down for us. You understand what I'm saying? Just go for no, like it's a book on a shelf or a quote that we quote. Amos Wilson's life should mean something. Harriet Tubman's life should mean something. Nat Turner.
Let me tell you some real talk, man. Let me say this because I think the community need to hear what I'm about to say. I live in the Bronx. I go see Dr. Ben. You know what hurts me the most? A brother of such high scholar that made me the man who I am now is sitting up in a nursing home. You understand what I'm trying to say? And this is the shit when I realized I'm only 34. I'm a keeper to 100. And the way I was raised and how I was brought up as a child is you maintain the family. You live and maintain the unit. The whole block is a family. So when I see certain things transpire within this community, it just makes me say that this shit is not, it's just a gig. Because the people that really put the work in, look where they at the end of the day, at their last day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, that's the whole point I'm trying to say here and tell everybody, like, yo, it's a new day. Everybody, like, yo, I try to tell dude, yo, it's a new day for the hood. Because that's what it's about. Obama ain't doing nothing for you that no other president has done. Nothing. He's just a person on TV you can look and make yourself feel good. He's not doing nothing for you. You have to be self-sufficient for yourself.
Right. But my position, though, you got to understand my position. I'm 48 years old. I've been in this ever since I got knowledge of self at 13, 14 years old. I've been seeing this, seeing people come and go. It hurts me to my heart, man, to see Dr. Ben in that kind of situation. It hurt me to my heart. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to end up like that, bro. You understand what I'm saying?
Nah, it ain't going to happen like that, Griff. That's
right. No, you're right. It ain't going to happen like that, bro.
We're not going to let it happen.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just real talk. It's just real talk. Like, I seen the show today, and I was amped. I'm like, I get to the crib, and my man here with me, and it was like, yo, we got to hit. And it's like, it's a blessing that we was the first ones to get through. That's why, because it was made to happen like that. It ain't by coincidence.
That's right. Yeah. Brothers, I mean, we got to the part of the show. It's not my fault. I would have liked to have Brother Griff here for 2 hours, but the brother is...
So we definitely got to do it again because these are serious issues that we have to address, and they write about what they're saying, man. You understand what I'm saying?
We
can't just let it go as though these... See, they represent the pain, man, that a lot of brothers are feeling.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? And we have to address it. So we got to do this again, man.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, brother, I'm going to be in your ear tomorrow. Okay?
Oh, good. Thanks, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, I'm 46, okay? I'll be 47 on August 1st. And I feel, you know, these young brothers out here, I feel their pain. And we got to bring some answers. But, young brother, I appreciate you calling in. You know,
no question, Brother Curtis.
Yeah, man, I spread the word about
it. Oh, Griff, yo, I'm going to holler at doctor. Get at you, baby.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it. All right.
Okay, and, yeah, what we're going to do with...
Listen, I can make your head rock. Game on, man, and like I'm playing out the Xbox. What game? 4-3-6 to make your head rock. Going so hard, my brothers are too scared to drop. Get too tight in the booth, that's a blood shoe. See me in the lot with a German engineer coat. Body to mind, so you maybe miss the Ferrari. No, it's sorry when I ping. Long song to Hong Kong. Long arms tucked underneath the John John. Kick the gun. To keep his mic on, don't parry on the four shots of dawn. The rock red berry is necessary to ball. I like the way you move on my transmission go off. Roll 50s of haze, I'm clam baking a car. And when the day come, I sit the D in the mall. Just in the nick of time, tell me.
End up existence, go ballistic in your life twisted. I got I manifest the words, project what's heard some more. To fully observe the third plain sight. Pay my team a variable, believe in miracles, free and spiritual side. We'll survive, tribes tried to trample. So many examples of life of stamps. Ruined by scan, lose your handle when you lost your way. Holocaust is today, what a cost to pay. For one man's master plan, we'll ask the kids to sit with. Lest we forget, now we're legit American citizens. Giving in to the sins of this land, who forgot. My hands been torn from the thorns and the clock. I gotta get away.
Open your eyes. I'm morning. I'm on it. It's time to speak your truth. Tell them all about it.
Locked away in my safe behind my desk, and no one has ever heard me say this. But I think it's time that we kind of get this out in the open. That, you know, on your Cult Science Radio interview and World Star and some other things, interviews that I've done, I've actually talked about the blood and the human sacrifice. Well, I'm going to look right in the camera and say, I was supposed to be that blood human sacrifice for Public Enemy. But I survived it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And since I survived it and I'm talking about it now, now it's imperative that these people silence me. Plain and simple. I've told you about people that I had to deal with right in front of my door right here. You understand what I'm saying? I tell people, look, when you call me, know that this conversation is being listened to. Plain and simple. I can't tell you how many times my MySpace, Facebook, email accounts, websites get shut down. You understand what I'm saying? I know they're listening. You understand what I'm saying? To a degree, I know these days are numbered for me. You understand what I'm saying? But I have to do what I have to do because I know they got to do what they have to do. My house burning down, that wasn't no accident. That wasn't no accident. But I'm not tied to the material. You know, this is where I do photography and make music in here, and I ain't hit a step. And I really appreciate all the people like, you know, y'all people stepping up. You know, brothers just putting money in my hand when they see me in the street. They were going online and going to PayPal and putting money in my account to make sure that I stayed alive. And I really, the people actually stepped up, man. And if I wouldn't be if it wasn't for the people.
Yeah, because the people are waking up. They're getting aware.
Exactly. And they, and you know what they said themselves? That's Professor Griff, man. But I may not agree with everything he got to say or the way he say it. But, hey, man, that brother's a soldier. And if they came at that brother like that to silence him like that, I got to support the brother. I mean, $5, I ain't going to miss that. You understand? The people were giving me used books. I had 3,000 books, man. All my books couldn't even fit me three rooms.
That's real.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I had a DVD library that'll blow your mind. And to come home, I wasn't even in town at the time. To come home and look at the shell of my house, I'm like, God damn. So I walked in, you know, with a wet T-shirt over my mouth. I'm going through, seeing if I could salvage some things. It was, like, critical. And then for the insurance company to fight me tooth and nail, even down to the lawyers, man, just probably paid off.
So have they ever tried to approach you, though, and try to get you in with you knowing so much? I'm pretty sure that has anybody ever tried to approach you to get you into this so-called?
Let me tell you what your man, Huffman Simmons, said to me. That's the Million Man March, or the Million Man Movement. I think the one after that. Behind stage, dignitaries and all the important people were there. So I'm talking to Russell, and I'm like, look, now, if that whole Jewish thing affect your life like it did me, then all you had to do is make a hit record, and that would have been that. Or basically, in other words, all you had to do is come on in, basically, you understand what I'm saying? Chill the fuck out. It hits you off, just kind of like, everything would have been cool. You mean to tell me all this time my life has been ruined? I've been poisoned, shot at, house burned down, all kicked out of Public Enemy, all this shit. And you tell me in a fucking fleeting moment behind stage somewhere that all I had to do is make a hit record? Oh, damn. That goes to show y'all, man. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. You understand what I'm saying? Right now I'm feeling like Tupac. They don't give a fuck about us,
man. Killed that brother, man. That brother, hey, that brother.
But yo, you got a question, Quincy Jones, about that.
Here we go, 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 here we go,
here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, been here before. Let's get in touch. And where's my alpha? Look at it, it's so thin, it's no local toe. Gotta play your hand, don't you ever tell for. If you go under, remain up low. Know how to swim, and if you have to roll, can't even run, yeah, I stay in free mode. You look good, baby, put my number in your phone.
Here we go, where the roof comes a little bit of back. Are you free? If it's okay, the
And them all real niggas, game recognized game, you know what I'm saying? I sound like the niggas because they spitting real game. I'm spitting real game. So I'm going to start with familiar, you know what I'm saying? So as far as my style is just to come out of my heart. I don't try to be robotic. I don't try to be brave and be strong. I just try to be me. I tell how my real, my true feelings are. There's a man that's in my heart. Never die.
Get some naked mama bros. They made me take off my clothes and show my bruises open the door. So embarrassed. Oh, 155 pounds on the ground. It can't go with down. I'm selling my pound and grind out. Set them all round on the bound.
Break down.
It'll take all me, blow me, the army, and the army, throw me in the floor. And calling on God, shooting naughty for my glory. And a man for me, got me on shorty. But it was strictly for little shorty. Be up your beamer. And your motherfucking bra, come for me, dead. Get the walls in the door, more doors in the car, just yours in the doors in the doors in the middle, more fifth wall. For the more, drama with a soft floor. You know we stressing with the essence, that's the less death and Armageddon. My head in the Bible, right out of town.
Stress, but the freak in the me, give me reason to be the last motherfucker free. But my automatic sounds got you right.
The day I got a
girl, the last motherfucker free. Stress, but the freak in the me, give me reason to be the last motherfucker free. But my automatic sounds got you right. Now I'm the last one. Woke up with 50 enemies, blotting my death. All 50 seeing visions of me shot in the chest. Cut sweat, nah, this guy was stressed. Had me creeping round corners, homie sleeping in my bed. Shit, I'm like a hostage on the trouble block. Call the cops, the thugs, niggas swimming, wet side, busting double shots. Hitting corners in my steps, suburban. Liquor got me driving up on the curb, hand on the steering.
Miami Vice, presidential, got work in your hood. project, don't have a venue or an audience to give you the feedback that you desire, then you should join me, V-Dub, along with all of my superstar friends and social butterflies on August 20th in Upscale Atlanta for the Family Exchange Listening Lounge event. I'm talking champagne, appetizers, complimentary parties, and networking with entertainment industry experts. All while your 15-minute CD, MP3, or DVD airs live for the Fame Exchange Listening Lounge event attendees and over where they do it at Radio. Hosted by Actress Z Life, hey, you never know who's listening. Call 678-389-6869 for VIP accommodation reservations and for ticket information by August 5th. This event is brought to you by D-Source PR and Marketing, Fame Exchange Charity Concert, Request Z Lifestyle, and Bellbound Media and Entertainment. You know the Fame Exchange, D.C. Cameron, will be rolling. Call at your girl.
Oh, man, where they do that at radio? It's your boy, Pudding Lane, man. Mr. All I Want Is Money. Let's get it. Okay,
need to realize and know that, you know, with the realness that comes with all this comes a level of responsibility. And the level of responsibility is left up to each and every person to ensure that you can survive. One of the biggest things I found out in this recent campaign is that there are forces in this, just like there's in every war, there's two opposing sides. There's a side that's trying to draw towards a level of righteousness, and there's a side that is bent on continuing to carry on tyranny, the good and the evil, the yin and the yang. And each side feels justified in what they do and how they politic and how they bring about this level of quote-unquote bureaucracy or democracy or whatever you want to put behind it. It's hypocrisy to me to expect that you can just sit back and watch all of this like you watch your favorite movie and so forth, and then when it's over, you can just, you know, hit the reset button or rewind. And it's not that way. Life doesn't work that way in the capacity of what I'm trying to say. Right now, you're in a position where if you don't make a choice has already been made for you. And the choice that has been made for you is not a choice that you would not want to have to go through. And what's not being told is that you have an alternative. You have an alternative. There's something you can turn to. There are people that you can turn to, the organization that you can turn to that are here to help, to here to lend a hand, to here to get you out of this situation wholeheartedly, completely. One in particular, we're going to touch on just dual citizenship for just example. A lot of folks don't realize.
And all I really want to know is,
hold on, baby. Yeah, yo. What's up with the economy? It's so hard for me to make ends meet. Tell me what's going on. Things like being in the streets, the only way to be successful to me.
folks for free. All losing the jobs and the ones trying to make it out of crimes. It's hard. I can't even lie, the price of gas is too high. All I want to know is why. Why is there a triple A's on the market? Why are black females the number one target? Tell me why I'm in on the low. They do is a secret. It ain't a secret. There's so much hate in the world. We need to stop it. You know the dropout rate, we can't drop it. So to the one that we know just what to do, Mr. President, this is my letter for you. Why must the mother have to hustle to take care of kids? Why must the thug even have to smell drugs? This shit is fucked up, and I know all this because I just saw the charge, but I can't care. It seems like those in power really just don't care. Don't you do, Mr. President, this is my letter.
Everybody's just walking around, I ain't the time for the way to do it, that is the grave. Why don't you say we need to be ready to wake up? Don't you say we can't just do it? Everybody's in place. from the summer of winter. That's the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lab. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they stay shine on me. They just play Friday. Charge push the brand, time to violence the crowd. They want you to believe a lot of the enemy Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's plural in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac. How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to possess you. I know about the Black Pope and Solomon's pistol. Yeah. About the Vatican attacking and how they will get you. And now they call Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
Because we all know what's going down, but no one's getting to what happens to the husband and brain. Motherfuckers are getting it down, but no one's talking about it, and it's starting to be clean. And everybody's just talking around, and it's time to go to wake up to a dead in the grave.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
Many times people will say one thing when they mean another. But, you know, once in a while you'll catch somebody constantly making statements that cannot be true in any way, shape, manner, or form. And I want you to listen to this next clip. It's a very short one. It's about 45 seconds in length. Individual is talking is President Obama. He's talking about his father who served in World War II. I want you to listen to this, and then we'll get right back to you this, and we'll explain something to you right after this clip. So listen to this, please.
Then, you know, we're betraying what I think is a solemn pact that we make with our veterans. My father served in World War II, and when he came home, he got the services that he needed.
Okay, we all heard what the president stated in that short 45-second clip. All right, I'd like to bring out some facts here. Incidentally, that clip was on CNN News, and we will provide anybody with the original clip that would like to take a look at it. Here are the facts. Barack Hussein Obama Sr., who was Obama's natural-born father, was born on April the 4th, 1936. And died on November the 24th, 1982, at the age of 46. So he would have been 5 years old when World War II started, and less than 9.5 years old when it ended in 1945. So we can pretty well cancel out that he was talking about his biological father. But let's keep an open mind here. It could have been his adopted father, Lolo Sorito, born January the 2nd, 1935, died March the 2nd, 1987, at the age of 52. Now, he would have been 6 years old when World War II started and approximately 10 years old when it ended, making him the youngest veteran in history. I understand that speech writers take a little bit of a little literary leave of absence of the mind when they write these speeches for the candidates and for the standing presidents. This speech was spoken in front of a bunch of veterans. So if it was written by a speechwriter, the speechwriter should have done his work, his homework, and researched the dates. If this was a speech from Obama himself, he would have known better, okay? He would have known better. For someone to stand up in front of a bunch of veterans and to give a bold-faced lie like this is unconscionable. I'm sick and tired of hearing nothing but lies. I'm tired of the controversy in reference to the birth certificate, which, you know, I'm not gonna say anything other than a lot of people that know their business real well about a forensic document, they're saying there's something funny there. Also, you got the Social Security matter where the Social Security numbers don't match up to where they were issued from and who actually owns them. I understand that there's problems, but it seems to follow this guy everywhere you go. These little things like been to 57 states and we've got 50 of them. Okay, he was tired. He was tired. But to come out and make a comment like he did right there saying his father was in World War II, hell, his father was hardly old enough to be in Korea, let alone World War II, maybe Vietnam. But, you know, the bullshit factor seems to be going off of my head here that if you make comments like this, you have to know they're not correct. And they're so obvious. They're so absolutely obvious. So that's all I have to say about it. I figure that the truth will come out sometime. I'm just hoping like crazy that we have a nation still stand when it does. For the FTA show, this is your host, Richard
Buck. Every day, man, it's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Listen.
Bin Laden blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the jokes, nigga.
Knock down the tower.
Tell the jokes, nigga.
Knock down the tower.
Tell the jokes, nigga. Bin Laden blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the jokes, nigga.
Knock down the tower.
Tell the jokes, nigga.
Knock down the tower.
I pledge no allegiance to fuck the president. Just a baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features. Drowning you in propaganda that they fit with seekers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act will track you to the type of your son. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs. You throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their bitch and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though it's been that, it was the CIA tactician. They gave them billions of dollars, and they funded this person. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's the scratch of the system.
Bin Laden blow up project. It was your nigga. It's your nigga.
Down the tower.
It's your nigga.
Down the tower.
It's your nigga. Bin Laden blow up project. It was your nigga.
Down the tower.
Down the tower.
Down the tower.
They say it's up to the rap, fight the dog, but that's bullshit. I showed you why it's totally wrong, because if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'll be real in Harlem, Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'll be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for race churches with South, my nigga. I'll be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clocked the women's talk shit for looking too long? Imagine if we shot at you. I was raising your mom, and the thought that I'm staying had chemical weapons. You sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting in whoever. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with these bears attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineered in the crack. Storm strapped like me now, but holding the sight of life. Police want to protect your kids. And I don't mean like Michael Devine. You can't get it more. Sit down and fight with our fire on house. Living that support you with life. You're innocent. Murdered in the trouble daily. The poor people never get shit in trouble daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on the dollar underneath.
Now don't laugh at dead presidents. I'd rather see the president dead. Never been said, but I said precedent. Goddamn blow up project. This is your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Goddamn blow up project. This is your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
80 seconds away from the stop. Look how far.
No, real talk on where they do that radio is all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. Now, I told you I was going to hit you with some stuff you done heard before and some stuff you ain't never heard before. And real talk, we're driving home the point that you got to be aware, man. Real talk, this goes out to every MC. This goes out to every listener that's out there. This goes out all across the globe. You got to be aware of what's popping off around you, man, because this is so important. You know how many folks we talk to in media that yet they have so much of everything they need to have, but yet so unaware of everything that's going on around them.
No, if you what's up, President? Head accounted for a movement. What's up?
We want everybody to realize, yo, sorry about
that.
We want everybody to know that real talk, you got to be aware of all this stuff because it's very, very important, you know what I'm saying? We talk urban experience, and I hope you're getting the point right now. I know I've been getting a lot of emails that folks are really now starting to get what urban experience, urban awareness is about. Just to kind of make everything relevant, this is the chapter where you now write the story now. You know what I'm saying? You go back to all the, you know, the famous leaders and speakers and civil rights movement activists and so forth. All the things that they've done has now brought us to the point of where we now turn the next page and write out the remainder of history. And I don't know about you, but that should be something that is very, very important to you. You know, we have a lot of entrepreneurs. You know, I talked to my girl, V-Dub, a lot about just awareness, the mindset of a lot of, you know, people that are in business, artists that are in the game, artists that are trying to get into the game, things of that sort, where their head should be. And it's very important that they understand and know that urban experience is so, so key. And I'm just going to just stress this, you know, again, with what's being done, to just kind of give everybody, you know, kind of a what goes on behind closed doors. with especially with, you know, we'll talk about the tours right now. We'll talk about all the different things that are popping off. So, you know, because I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you. I'm going to give you the business. Let you know what's up, what's happening. Pretty much, you know, yeah, there's a lot of organizations and groups that definitely want to get involved and get engaged into all the stuff that's being done. You know, especially with the opportunity of being able to perform across seas, in various different venues, things of that sort, which is great and good. But we cannot lose focus on what we're here to do. I'm in constant negotiations right now with one group in particular about this very same thing. A lot of huge names have been dropped into the platform, you know, for entertainment that's going to be available to entertain and definitely help with what's being done. But what we don't want to have is it to be something that becomes a byproduct when this should actually be the feature of what we're all here to do. All right, keep in mind, you know, they say that if we lose focus, like I said, I'm just going to use like what Pac just said at the beginning of the show tonight. You have to, as a young man, and I'm speaking to the men that's out there, you're going to have to believe in something so strongly that you're willing to live for it, live for something. And if you can't live for something, you're going to have to also, you know, if you can't do the lighter, then you're going to have to be willing to die for something. And I know a lot of people say, like, whoa, that's a deep statement. Well, it's very deep, but it's very true. You know, you should be striving for something out of all of this, something that's bigger than just the material things. You also should be willing to die for that as well. Any aspect of, you know, you're either going to stand for something or fall for anything. And we can stand for a whole lot of BS and a whole bunch of stuff that don't matter, but truthfully and honestly, we have too many of our children, too many of our family members, too many people in our community that are counting on us. So we need to do something with it. It's just that simple. Live for something. Or at least be willing to die for something. Key word is something. Something in your life should be real. If it's music, then it should be real. You know, it's just real talk. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I've been definitely, you know, driving home this point, and I really think the listeners are really starting to get this now. But real talk, it's just that important. You know, we should not be the last to know truly where we came from in order for us to know where we're going. We should. And we have an opportunity to change that. We have an opportunity to correct that. We have an opportunity to do just that. We're going to be on a lot of campaigns in and out of major cities, in and out of your local towns. Everywhere there's a local library, everywhere there's a facility where we can actually use. We're going to continue to bring this message. We're bringing a lot of the talent, a lot of the artists into these communities, doing a lot of different things to show you that it can be done. It's going to be done, you know. That's just the bottom line, you know. Shout goes out to my girl, V-Dub, doing her thing with Fame Exchange, Food for Orphans, Real Talk, it is what it is. Yo, shout if you out there, man, like I told you, make them haters your motivators because it is what it is. Everybody that's here on the air tonight know that it's real. We all know it. That's why we're here every day, every night, on the grind, Real Talk. Matter of fact, let me see if I can bring it on right quick. Yo, B-Dub, you riding with me?
What's up, J-Dog?
What's up with you, man? What's up?
Hey, listeners. Man, I'm good. Ship done fell. Got the second mate at the wheel, you
That's
know.
Right.
I was just talking to one of my good friends in Connecticut, Rob. You know Rob. Remember, we was up there when they was like, U.S. killed us. I remember that whole show when Obama got shot and all that. I mean, not Obama, dang. Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's my homie.
And I was running the whole situation that I ran to you earlier to him, and he was like, they owe you money now. You know, so.
That's right.
My people that have sense and are really somebody, they understand what I go through with the perpetrators.
That's right.
It's all good. Show's going on. We're going to do the Fame Exchange Listening Lounge on Where They Do That at Radio Friday. So I don't know if I just blew the whistle. But hey.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
Okay, cool. So that's how it's going on. I got some special guests coming through. I don't know whether J-Dawg's going to give me an hour or 2 hours, but we're going to go ahead and do the lounge through Where They Do That at Radio so we can reach everybody. Yes,
that's right.
Talking to you, Miss Rare Bree, H.I.S., Legion.
There you go.
Southpaw. Right. Oh, yeah. I need Southpaw on there telling some jokes during this special time.
You know, real talk.
I know it's some other people, too. I don't have everybody's name written down, but you're all invited to participate in the Fame Exchange Listening Lounge hosted exclusively through Where They Do That at Radio. So.
That's right. And that will be this Friday, definitely. So,
this
real
Friday.
Talk, we're going to. That's right. We're going to definitely do what we do and definitely make it hot and hold it down. Real talk.
Oh, I got so many surprises. It's going to be going down.
Oh, I already know. I already know. And like I said before, man, this Urban Experience Movement, Today is the Day campaign, is wide open. It's full throttle. And, you know, hey, we got plenty of work to do. Plenty of work to do. Plenty of things to definitely, you know, lay out there and expose to the world. And, you know what I'm saying? As long as the world keeps doing what they do, as long as the artists keep doing what they do, as long as the fans continue to stay supportive of this entire movement, we ain't going nowhere. That's a promise. That's a promise.
And if anybody on the line does T-shirts, get at me, vdubatl@gmail.com. I'm going to form a, well, our team, our promo team is already formed, but we were told that we need a brand for my promo team. So I'm going to be introducing Black Diamond Promotions.
Gotcha. Okay.
So once you see those girls with them black diamonds walking around on their shirts, you know what the business is.
That's what's up. Okay. Hey, I'm pretty sure we can definitely find some willing participants who definitely, you know, can lend their expertise in the drawing department, graphic design department, to really help out with that.
And you know, if you do those shirts, you with us forever. So.
There you go. Real talk. Hey, you bonded for life. Real talk.
Yeah.
You know what it is. But, yo, I feel good, V-Dub. I feel real good.
Too.
You know?
I mean, it feels good to know that haters are really alive and breathing well. You know?
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
means that we're doing what we're supposed to do because them, they alive, okay? Alive.
That's
got
they
audacity.
Alive.
The gall, as Biggie would say. Like, are you kidding me?
They do, but you know it all makes everything.
No, you didn't
relevant,
just open your stupid mouth and say something ignorant. You know, I get so appalled, but
you know it goes.
Then I really come to reality and realize everything that we got going on. I'm just like, why am I talking to you again?
Exactly.
And I end up feeling like the idiot. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on a second. This is not a conversation that has to happen.
That's right. That's right. So it's real. It real. It just lets you know really, really what the business is. And like I say, man, you know, we're going to hold it down. We're going to do what we do. And we're going to definitely make sure that everybody, you know, definitely enjoys all the stuff that we got laid out. Like I said, we got, you know, the up-and-coming tour dates will be posted. We do got a lot of new additions to what's being done. Some changes are being made. So, again, we're going to keep everybody abreast and posted on the website. New changes will be taking place tomorrow throughout the week. So definitely stay tuned to that. Like I said, it's a lot of stuff, man, so we just want everybody to just keep their eyes and ears glued to the radio, to SP Network, you know what I'm saying? Real Talk, Glance Radio's getting ready to do some major things as well in conjunction with what they do to that radio, Fame Exchange, and so forth. A lot of things is getting ready to come online and get out there. So we just want you to definitely get in when you fit in. Do what you do. And like I say, the rest is history. But, yo, you know what I'm saying? I want to send shots out to my man Richard Butner with FTA Media, you know what I'm saying, for definitely sharing that clip with us, man. That was kind of deep with Obama, man, real talk.
It was deep. That's what made me say Obama when I was talking about the other situation. But you know what? It is what it is. You know,
yeah.
Y'all allowed it. This y'all that's country. Right. Y'all brought all of us here. So
okay.
If you allowed it, stop complaining.
Okay.
Not saying that nobody's right or wrong, because, you know, we just had a talk, so we got our own little side notes. But at the end of the day, hey, it makes good entertainment. Hearing people roast Obama is hilarious. And then you turn around the next day and you have to remember, this is the man who controls our country right now.
Exactly.
So
for the next remainder,
you know, for the next couple of months, he commander-in-chief, so make all the jokes you want.
Exactly. We, you know, it just keeps everything on an even keel. You got to understand that,
yeah.
Oh, hey, it really makes you become self-reliant that, okay, well, there's something I need to be doing because everybody, you know, got some stuff happening. So you just got to just, you know, that's why I tell folks to stay awake, man. It's like what kills me, you get on certain subjects with certain folks, they could give you the stats on who's playing for the Chicago Bears. They can get, you know, when you start with, all right, if we get past that, let's talk about something real. I ain't saying sports ain't real, because I, you know, I'm a sports fan too. What I'm just saying is, all right, none of us is trying to play the NFL, so okay, let's go past that. Let's talk about something else. And when you get on some real subjects, you'll be surprised at just where that conversation will go.
Yeah.
If it goes anywhere.
Speaking of real stuff, I want to butt in right quick. I got a marijuana fact for you guys. Real
okay,
shit.
Okay, okay.
It's a fact that marijuana lowers your blood pressure. It dilates the arteries, in effect reducing your body temperature 0.5 degree, and therefore it relieves stress.
Wow. So it is the wonder drug. That's right. It's a fact that marijuana is the wonder drug that we all knew it was. It's just trying to have an effect on it. But it is the wonder drug. You know what? They need to go ahead and just legalize it. I'm saying this only in the simplicity of what's out there. I mean, all this stuff. I got parents that are on all this different type of medications, and I'll be like, man.
They're about to get their kids. Mad Ritalin, all the other medicines that later on they have some type of study and you end up a part of a lawsuit. I ain't never heard nobody sue nobody over no blunt.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? They just don't, you know what I'm saying? Just get it right. It's going to come, but yo, I'm just saying, we're the thing is just quit playing and give us the weed so we'll be so this nation will get better, man. I think weed is part of the solution, too. I do. I really do. I think
that might be why it's so illegal. You ever wonder? Come on now, remember where we at? The type of stuff that's going on already. Why is it so illegal? What's so bad? Ain't nobody died. Don't nobody be high off marijuana and go stick up the Waffle House.
That's right. We ain't had to do the Waffle House and this wasn't well high on weed.
They on heroin.
They on some us.
No, they on prescription meds.
That's real. You know what? That
and it took a value, and they want to go stick up the Waffle House, a prescribed value.
Exactly. It's just it makes you think. It makes you ask the question. I'm just saying. I'm not promoting the use of drugs, but really, what I feel about marijuana is that, hey, you know the speech. God put this here for me and you.
You know how J-Dawg feels.
Oh, for real.
I just wanted to lay that on everybody. That's, you know, some facts. Facts are good. I love the facts.
I love facts, man. I mean, hey, you know, I tell, you know, well, you know what? Food and Drug Administration, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Man, look,
right.
It lowers pressure. Come on, go on and give us the weed, man, so we can get it right, man. Y'all got everything else. Y'all can give us that. Dang.
What Lil Wayne say? Even if the sky comes down, he got faith in his weed, man. He going to still be high. He said he got faith in the weed, man.
Faith in the weed, man. And look, we just need all the garden and grow it.
If all else fails, he is going to answer his phone. I got a homeboy that sell loud, boy. He'll answer his phone. Man, it could be 4:30. Hello? Anybody want some loud? He get articulate and everything to make the sale. You can hear him real good. Got a procedure for when you pull up. You can't just pull up in front of the house. You got to pull in, park, turn your lights off, and get out and come to the door like you really there for something. He don't play.
Okay. That's right. He don't want no dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying? Cause he ain't got a clinic yet, so he can't give you no prescription yet. You
it might
come
as well
there.
Be. He running it like a real doctor's office. Like, you got to have an appointment.
I'm just giving them the plan. I mean, at least what I heard, it ain't that hard to get a license to get a clinic. You just got to go somewhere to get it.
And, yeah, you can.
It can be done.
It can.
That's
be.
What I'm saying.
It is being done. People are doing it.
I know they're doing it, man.
Yeah, they
doing it. I'm just saying, we just need to just, hey, world, you know, before we get off the air tonight, do us all a favor and take everything that we say tonight and how you want to say it? Take it in perspective
apply
of what it is. Apply it
to situation
to really what it is.
And see what you get.
Apply it to the system and see what you come up with. You know what I'm saying? These are just suggestions. These are just things to make you safe. These are things that make you open your mind up to outside of the norm because, again, you know, this is what we're here to do, man. This is where they do that at radio, and only on where they do that at, where we doing it just like this. We let you know what the business is. We let you know what's up, what's happening. It's nothing wrong with thinking outside the box. Real talk. That's what it's about. Yo, man, we getting ready to definitely jump off this thing, but, yo, it's been trill. It's been real. We're going to be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time. Don't forget to check the website, which is WTDTA Radio. New magazines getting ready to come out. Whole bunch of exclusive articles in there. A lot of news going on with the radio station, the tours. Yo, a lot of the artists, new joints coming out. Real talk, you want to hear about it, you just got to read about it in the magazine, which is where they do that at, magazine. Real talk, it's going to be posted on the website. Like I say, among a lot of other things. But, yo, at the end of the day, I just want you to just, you know, keep doing what you do. We're going to have fun. We're going to be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time, for the grind on WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And I want you to realize that, yo, that is a very true statement because these guys are doing just that. Now, fans, don't forget, without you guys, we're not be no us. So as long as you keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere. That's real talk. Y'all know the number is 347-934-0318. Yo, V-Dub, is there anything you want to say to these fans? Well, we definitely let them do what they do.
Yes, join us Friday. Same bad station. Definitely join us Friday. Join us every day, but show up Friday for the special Fame Exchange Listening Lounge event. And shout out to Petty ENT. I just booked them on the Spring Hill Day Car and Bike Show. They're going to turn it out. It's a Petty Movement. Y'all get those bios and music and photos to vdubatl@gmail.com. My calendar is crazy. You want this exposure. You don't want to miss it. Coming to a city near you.
That's right. That's right. You don't want to miss it, so definitely get in where you fit in. This is WTDTA Radio. Again, you already know what it is. We're getting ready to chop it up, but we're going to be back the same bat station, same bat time for the grind. Don't forget about the Listening Lounge this weekend. It's off the chain. Real talk, you know what it is. Until then, you know what you got to do. You got to holler at your boy and your girl. You know
and
what
girl.
It is.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing.
As I can see by the title, today I'm going to have some fun. I want to get on some different stuff, you know what I'm saying?